Are we going to ever get back to a restaurant? That's the question. Today, the governor announced his official plan for opening up the state of Illinois over a period of time. We are in phase two of five phases. First phase was the full lockdown. Phase two, which started on Friday, is this slight lessening of places of certain businesses. The plant stores, right, opened back up. And we had golf courses open back up. And then phase three, and again, this is all based on the science. It's all based on the number of cases and the trajectory of the cases and all those models that they use to decide whether we're actually getting away from the virus or the virus is sort of hanging on. And one of the and phase four is where restaurants are fully open. But also in phase four, Sam Toya, head of the Illinois Restaurant Association, we're going to bring into this conversation. The point is that they still have a restriction on here in phase, phase two. I kept saying phase four. Phase two of this, the second to last phase, is no more than 50 people gathering at a time. Now, have you at the Illinois Restaurant Association been in contact with the governor's office and the people who are putting these models together for how we're going to move forward here? And what are they telling you about restaurants? And assuming that we can get to phase two, the second to last phase, we can get to that by the middle of June, let's just call it that to make me feel better. Will there be a restriction of a maximum of 50 people in a restaurant, no matter how big it is?
So, Rill, thanks for having me on again. Like I always say, one day at a time. We're in challenging times here, but let's talk about phase four. So first, before we talk about phase four, we got to understand there's four regions that the governor laid out today as well. Northeast Illinois, which is obviously all of Cook County, DuPage County, Chicagoland, North Central Illinois, Central Illinois, and Southern Illinois. So remember this, the quickest any region can get to phase four is June 26th. And in phase four, what we're hearing right now, and we just got these guidelines ourselves a few hours ago, but the way it's reading is restaurant and bars can reopen with 50 or fewer people. Now, some of the questions I'm getting asked by restaurateurs, 50 people, regardless of the size of the establishment? So is it the same restrictions for 3,000 square feet as it is for 30,000 square feet? So we haven't drilled down. I got meetings tomorrow communicating more with the governor's people, Department of Health, Illinois Department of Health, and to drill down more on this. But the way we're reading it right now, phase four, the earliest you can get there, is June 26th. And it's saying 50 or fewer people.
So that doesn't really make a lot of, like a ton of sense. I get it. I know that we're in extraordinary times. And I want to give the medical professionals and scientists and the political people that we elect, the benefit of the doubt here that they are trying to do the right thing. Because I do believe that the governor is trying to do the right thing. He's just pointed out, the Pritzker family are billionaires because of hotels, right? I mean, that's what did it for them. It was the hotel and the restaurant and the travel industry that created that family fortune. So I think he understands as well as anybody the need to get commerce moving again, because we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what's happened to the hotels here yet and the hotel employees and stuff, because most of those are closed down. And that's a whole other thing that we haven't really touched. But in the meantime, if we are going to get these restaurants open again, there does have to be a sense that this really has also been mitigated to the point that the consumer wants to go. It's one thing for the state to go, okay, you're fine, you're way open. Because, you got these governors in other states right now, they're going, it's fine, go ahead, just go out there. Yeah, the guy out in California who was like the congressman in California is like, go out to a restaurant, go on, it's just fine. Went right at the height of this thing, right? So the politicians are, in some cases, not going to be doing the responsible thing. I think in Illinois they have. However, you need to have people want to go to the restaurant. They're going to have the confidence that when they go, they're not going to get sick.
No question about it. So let's answer your first question. There's no question the governor understands guests and beds, diners and seats. So he gets it. We want the hotels filled. We want the restaurants filled. And again, all restaurateurs want to hear what the scientists and doctors are saying. We want to make sure our customers and our team members are always safe and healthy. So as we move on, we got to keep figuring out the whole face covering, social distancing, but we're not sure like when we're going to be able to open, because we got to keep in mind the economic models for these restaurants. Again, a 100-seat restaurant is different than a 300-seat restaurant. Their economic models are different. Maybe a 100-seat restaurant can have 50 people in there, but a 300-seat restaurant with 50 people does not make sense. Remember, by the end of May, we're going to be 11 weeks in shelter in place. And if we're not going to open to June 26th, that will be almost 16 weeks that restaurants have not been able to have people come into the restaurants. Again,
4 months, right?
Sales are down 80%. Yes, third of the year. You know, nobody has that kind of capital to keep going. Obviously, we've talked about this before, the CARES Act, the PPP loan. There's issues with that. We had, you know, the president saying we're going to open the economy by Easter. So we all thought we would have the economy open by May 1st. So we thought the PPP loans were good. Well, we're not. Now it looks like we might not even be open by July 4th, let alone Easter. So there's a lot of stuff that has to be taken into consideration. We're talking about phase four of the CARES Act. You know, I think we need a pot of money just for the restaurant industry, like they've done for the airlines, like they've done for the auto industry and the banks in the past, because restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood throughout the state of Illinois, really throughout the country. So we got to figure this out. But I'm seeing like states like Texas, you know, who already opened 25% or less of occupancy. They're saying by the 18th of May, they'll be at 50% or less occupancy. And by June 1st, they'll be at 75%. And we're still not even going to be open by June 1st. So, you know, again, the scientists and doctors will keep an eye on what's going on in Texas. But, they could be at 75% by June 1st. We'll still be closed. And possibly by June 26th. We could be open with 50 or fewer people.
Okay, so the maybe good news out of this, Texas will be a bit of an experiment. Now, Texas hasn't been hit as hard as Chicago was hit, as this metropolitan area was hit in terms of numbers of cases per capita. But it's growing still in Texas. I mean, it's growing here too, we think that based on the metrics that they use for the models, because they look backwards 2 weeks based on the death rates and all that. It's morbid and awful to talk about, but they show us, they think that we are on a flattened place. Texas is not there. Texas has not peaked yet. So at least Dallas nor Houston have, nor Austin for that matter. So that becomes a big test case, I guess, for us as we look at this, because if they're able to safely do that at whatever point in the curve, then I guess the argument can be made that we can open this back up. But then again, we go back to phase two of this, Sam, because as you're the head of the Illinois Restaurant Association, you know that the restaurateurs are going to have to market a way to make people feel safer. They're going to, obviously, you've got restaurants right now that are doing all the, you know, no contact stuff. And these are really, remember, those guys, you know, it's not like they're not having contact. They're having contact with, you know, the people who are coming in delivering the food and all of that. I mean, those are people who are going to work every day to make sure and try to keep everything as safe as possible for the customers who are coming by to get picked up or for the delivery people who are dropping off. And, you know, you have restaurants too that have had to make medium-sized restaurant groups and other restaurants have to make these rules about where the drop-off people are. So if somebody's showing up from Grubhub or Caviar or one of the other companies, they can't line up in the restaurant. They were lining up in the restaurant the first couple of weeks, and they're like, no, you can't do that, because then all those guys are around each other, right? We have to do that, and they fixed that problem almost immediately. But
that is true. You know what I mean? They were coming in without face covering or social distancing, but they have corrected that. You're all right.
So now they've got a system down. So these systems are at least keeping these restaurants alive. And what I was saying is that I want to make every Tuesday Takeout Tuesday, so that no matter what, people go and patronize a restaurant on Tuesdays. It's probably not going to be enough, but at least it's a start, because that is the way that at least we can still get some cash flow going into these places. Because it is a real, as you just pointed out, if these guys are going to be out of business for 4 straight months, what business in the world can just stop whatever it is doing for 1/3 of a year and come back and be okay? You just can't do it. No, you just can't do it. And I get, and I fully understand that. But I also, but there have to be solutions that aren't just, well, just open it up and everything will be fine. Because then you have the Jaws effect. You have that effect of, you know, go back in the water. Don't worry about the shark. Which people are not, you know, people are not dumb, Sam. They're not going to want to do that.
They're not.
And
I agree.
So we got to, you know, to do both.
Yeah. So let me answer a couple questions here.
Okay.
So we at the Illinois Restaurant Association are reviewing the best practice established through the National Restaurant Association ServSafe reopening policies in other states. We're looking at that. We'll see. You know, like in another 12 days, they usually say it's like 14 days. So Georgia has opened up, Tennessee has opened up, Texas, Alaska, to name a few states that open up. So in the next 12 days, we will see what's going on in those states, right? You know, like I said, the earliest we can open is June 26th. So we should know in the next 12 days by, you know, Cinco de Mayo today, right? So we should know by May 17th how they're looking. So we're working with the National Restaurant ServSafe on reopening policies and looking at other states, and results from our members. We're serving our members, like you said, all restaurateurs, especially here in the city of Chicago. We're a very progressive state when it comes to safety and sanitation. So we're, you know, surveying our members as well and asking for their recommendations of what we should be talking with the governor and his people. And I also want to say this, the governor and the mayor, leaders lead, they've definitely been leading. It's just, as I told you a little earlier, restaurateurs and their economic models go from one restaurant to another. If you have 100 occupancy, your economic model is different than if you have 300 people occupancy. Right. So we just want to make sure we have communication going on, and communication and education, and that's all we want to make sure is going on with the governor and the mayor. And like I said, they've been leading, they've been listening to science and doctors, but I want them to make sure they're thinking about the economic models of the restaurants and the hospitality industry here in the culinary capital of the United States.
Right. And Sam, you and I both know this. The one thing about Lori Lightfoot and about J.B. Pritzker is that they're both accomplished professionals in the business world before they went into politics. And there is something to be said for that, because we do know people who are born to be in politics who don't really understand anything about business or understand anything about the, you know, how businesses grow and how the dollars are made. And that's, and so we at least have that. So they have to listen, but then again, they also don't want to have a mass staff. I know this is so frustrating, because it's a rock and a hard place, and it's almost impossible to communicate without contradicting yourself. But at some point, we do have to make that affirmative step forward. I am kind of glad, though, that we are going to have these test cases in Texas and Georgia and all these other places. Now, if that doesn't go well, that does not bode well either. So we'll have to just watch that. All right, Sam, I'm going to have to run here, but we'll talk again real soon. Sam Toya from the Illinois Restaurant Association.
It's always good, because the mayor and the governor know how to read a P&L, a profit loss statement. You're absolutely right. Talk to you, Will.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.